sort of flowering bushes do you have?
We have roses and wisteria, crepe myrtle. We have honeysuckle and shrimp plant, and we have candle tree plants. And
what's
a
candle tree?
Oh, it's a real pretty tree, and at night the leaves and the flower close up, and the flower is yellow, and it looks like a yellow candle with a kind of a holder or thing at the bottom. We have a lot of daisies and lilies in this part of the country, and just about anything will grow pretty well down here.
What about it? Do you ever hear spoonwood or spoonhut or mountain laurel?
Mountain laurel.
What does the mountain laurel look like?
I don't know whether I've ever seen any. I've heard of it.
What about rhododendron? Or
yeah, I've heard of that, but I wouldn't know what it looked like either.
And
oh, we got a lot of sage down here, purple sage.
What about a bush that the leaves turn bright red in the fall? It's got clusters of berries on it.
Pyracantha?
What about a sumac or shumac? Do you remember that? And what sort of berries would people either grow around here or buy?
Might get strawberries or blueberries or blackberries or gooseberries. Or don't get too many gooseberries out of the south.
What about
hackberry?
What about raspberries?
Raspberries? I don't know whether we have any down this area or not. I don't remember seeing any.
What kinds of bushes or vines would make your skin break out if you touched them?
Oh, poison ivy, poison oak, bull nettles, it's just stinging nettles.
How can you tell the difference between poison ivy and poison oak?
I don't know, they both break you out. Usually you don't know when you're, even when you're in the stuff, it's later when you break out that you know you've been in one or the other.
Are they little plants, or are they little bushes, or vines?
No, they're kind of vine-like stuff that grows up on trees, and just like a regular ivy, I would imagine.
Poison oak, too?
Yeah.
Say if a married woman didn't want to make up her own mind about something, she'd say, well, I have to ask.
My husband.
He would say, talking about her.
You'll have to ask my wife.
Any joking ways to refer to each other?
My old man.
Well, he said.
My old lady.
And a woman whose husband is dead is called
a widow.
And if he just left her, then she'd be a...
She'd be deserted or a divorcee or something.
Do you ever hear of a grass widow? Do you ever hear that?
No.
And the man whose child you are, he's your...
Well, he's your father.
And his wife is your...
Mother.
And together they're your...
Your parents.
What did you call your father?
Daddy.
What about your mother?
Mama.
Anything else people call their father or mother?
Mom, Pop, Mom and Dad.
What
Papa,
about,
Mama.
Your father's father would be your...
My grandfather.
And his wife...
My grandmother.
What would people call their grandparents?
Oh, grandma, grandpa, granny.
Mm-hmm.
I called my dad's mother Granny, and my mother's, I didn't know my dad's father because he was dead, my mother's mother, Grandma, and her husband, I mean my grandfather, Poppy, and my grandparents were Grandpa Oker and Grandma Oker and Grandma Till. And